Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday there was one email. Question had asked, the permissibility of telepathy and hypnosis. Is it permissible or not permissible? So I had asked him what type of technique is used in this telepathy and in this type of hypnotism that you are talking about. So his reply came that it is some type of meditation, and that meditation helps to build up focus, your attention span increases, and that in turn assists gaining the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. You mentioned a couple of other things as well, that in the whole process you begin to see things, farishtas sometimes. Sometimes you get ziyarat, sometimes you visit the holy places, the Haramain, Makkah, Medina, Munawwara, etc. So it got me thinking for some moments that what should I reply, how should I reply to him. So I explained to him, if this is the technique that you are speaking about, and the technique doesn't involve anything that is impermissible and haram, and your intentions are also correct, and it will be permissible for you because it's not relating to anything that is impermissible and haram. However, that was the reply and I sent it down. But then I began to think about this technique, etc., and what you achieve through this technique. And for people, it will be something very attractive, that you can visit the holy places, you can get ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this will be something that is very attractive. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah had given one reply to one person who had asked about making muraqabah at a grave and then being able to see what's going on in the grave. Some people do it and some people see really also. Now, in principle, let us remember that one who sees all these things, he doesn't have to be a pious person. Imam Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah has caught an incident. One person, be namazi, absolutely be namazi, not Jummah, no. He walked past one Qabristan and he says that this person in the Qabr, he's got a sandal tasbih in his hand and he's making tasbih with that sandal tasbih. Well, that tasbih is made of sandalwood. So they went and investigated, this man here was very fond of the tasbih and very fond of a sandalwood tasbih. Came out exactly right, where there's no namaz, nothing. He went to another Qabristan and said, no, this person in this grave here is getting punished. They found out he was heavily involved in usury interest and he had certain debts that he hadn't paid out. So that came right again. So what Musa says that all this relates to the power of imagination, right? And his words were, Malum nahi ke guru gantal aapko kya dikhaye. It's related to the power of imagination. Guru Gantal means shaitan. What shaitan makes you imagine? He can make you imagine certain things. you're not absolutely certain and sure. It may be that he makes you imagine that this person is being punished. It's your father or someone, right? Or this person is in blessings, right? And you become complacent. Or he can make you in a state of panic and ghabrat. So you don't know what's happening, number one. Number two is, he can make you imagine things like, you know, Farishta or Noor, etc. And then in the whole process, you begin to think something of yourself. You saw certain things, and you begin to feel certain things about your own self. So though there may be the positive side of it, but there is the negative side of it also. So then his reply goes on. He says, Ek seedhe saadhe musalman ki tarah kabristan ki upar jao. If you need to go to the kabristan, go like an ordinary Muslim. And do two things. One is, make dua-i-maghfirat for the amwat. That is a sunnah. And number two is, you reflect that this person in the grave, look what he was. He may have been an influential person, man with a great position. How helpless he lies today. He may have been a very, very wealthy and prosperous person, and there is absolutely no hope for him to relive again his life, right? Or he was a great buzurg and saintly person, and now where is he today? Right? So when you reflect in this manner, then you come to right conclusions that, like these people, piety, influence, affluence, etc., in spite of all that they have gone, I will also touch that very soil that these people have touched already. So this is the positive way and the correct way to visit the Qabristan. Our Mashayikh and Buzurgan ad-Din, when they see that any person begins to see things of the next realm, then they try and block him. They don't encourage that he sees more and he begins to see further and further and further. And their reasoning is, كُلُّ مَا أَلْحَاكَ أَنِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ صَنَمُكَ. Whatever distracts you from your real purposes, that is Allah Ta'ala, and that's your idol. So what they say is this, that if you will begin to see things, right, it may be 100% what you are seeing is true and correct, but what will happen eventually is then you will get caught up into this. Whereas your goal is further. What is your goal? يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. See, the Quran and the Hadith, whatever the Quran or the Hadith prescribes, is absolutely secure and there is no risk and danger involved. But the other things, what have been prescribed, etc., or what experiences you can have, then there can be some problem and there can be some danger in it. But whatever is prescribed by the Hadith or the Quran, there can be no danger in that. There can be no risk in that. So the Quran and Hadith, what it outlines to us, that we need to search for فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا, Allah Ta'ala's grace and Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. How do we go about searching for it? Where is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? Let's search for it. So now if you begin to go after these type of experiences, adventure and all that, it's very exciting, very thrilling. I went up to the first sky, I seen this, I saw this. People can do it. It's not that they can't do it. They can do it. But the Musa was explaining some 80, 90 years ago, one person, one Zakir from Marrakesh or from Tunis, he went to the Haram Sharif around Tahajjud time. And he saw around the Hatim people were sleeping, and someone's satr is open, someone is not in a good right state. So he made one zarb of La ilaha illallah. And with that one zarb that he made of La ilaha illallah, some farishtas came from the third asman and began to whip the people. People all, someone got his gudru, someone got his takiyah, someone got what? All running out of the haram. In the meanwhile, his sheikh perceived this, that this is what happened. Sheikh reprimanded him. But ye to Allah ta'ala ka ghar hai. In logon ne na farmani ki to khuda ki na farmani ki. Khuda janega, if they have flouted any command, they have flouted the law of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will understand. After they didn't do it deliberately, so why you assume that position now? You stop it. Straight away you stopped it, you see. So this is very exciting. You'll see some farishta and you see some things. Then what happens? Your goal changes. After I read that letter, my mind began to work, you see. That what can happen? And what was the method of Abu Sufyan ad-Din, or Mashaykh? One person came to Gangwa. Yesterday I explained that our ulama, right from Mawlana Sahanpuri, Sheikh al-Hind, Mawlana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi, the Sheikh al-Islam, right till this day, all of ulama hold as Mawlana Gangwa Rahmatullahi as the criteria. He is the criteria. He is the basis, see. So if he said something, everybody will go by that, or they will respect it, they will take it in a lot of significance, and attach a lot of significance and importance to it. He was that type of personality. Allah Ta'ala granted him that type of position, that type of respect, and that type of knowledge. So everybody held him in that same esteem. So one zakir that was in his khanqah, he began to have some experiences. He began to see Mawlana's face as bright as the sun. Now this is something that is experienced, nothing strange, right? You'll see your sheikh's face sometimes in a very strange way. You'll see it, someone will see it like a moon, someone will see it like whatever. So these things are not new, they are quite common. It happens to many people. So he was seeing Mawlana's face like the sun. He began to hear some zikr from the walls, the bricks, etc. Now it happened that the zakirs and the students that were around, they were pressing Mawlana's feet. So now he, in the quiet, he was asking the other zakirin, do you people experience this? Do you people also experience these type of things? So he said, no, we don't experience it. And he was becoming bloated. I experience things that you people don't experience. So I am spiritually elevated. I am of a different plane. You people are of a different plane. In the meanwhile, he couldn't contain this. And here he brought it. And he brought it because he couldn't make zabt. He couldn't contain this within himself. So whilst they are pressing Mawlana's feet, and he's talking about, can people hear the zikr from the wall, from the brick, etc., etc. So I said, yes, all this is possible. All these are possible. You can hear it from this, you can hear it from the stones, you can hear it from whatever. But the problem is this, that people that have it, then they can't contain themselves. They want to make a publicity of it. See, so Mawlana, he got him straight away. He had the finger on the pulse, that he couldn't contain himself. See, when you see it now, that you begin to feel that you are something, this is where it can be dangerous. Then that ujub can come in, you see. Vanity and self-pride that can come in. And now when that comes in, then your taraqqi and your progress begins to stop, you see. Mawlana's told him that this can happen. But the problem with human beings is when they get these type of experiences, they can't contain it. One person is sitting by Mawlana, and now he began to receive some kashf and began to see things you know, far ahead in time. He began to see, oh, this will happen, this will happen. He's seeing it, and Mawlana made it out that this person is getting some kash. So Mawlana shouted at him, Kis khurafat mein tum lage hue ho? What nonsense you are involved in. Mawlana had to say this, and all that bioscope, that video, just came to an abrupt end. See? So this type of experiences everybody enjoys. Everybody enjoys. And our mashayikh, what they do is say, you know, don't worry about this, just carry on your work. Leave these things here, carry on your work. The idea is that once you get involved and absorbed in these type of things, then your actual maqsad was the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You will forget the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, you'll go behind these type of things. Number one, that's the first problem. Second problem is this, like explained just now, that you will compare yourself against others. They didn't experience these things, and I do experience it, so I'm far advanced, I'm far ahead of these people here. They are still backwards, and I have advanced and progressed so much. So these are the two disastrous things. They are dangerous. That is why many of our mashayikh say that those Buzurgana Deen that did not experience anything, karamat or any side supernatural powers or supernatural thing they didn't experience, then their maqam of wilayat many a times is superior than those who did go through these experiences. See, what rank of Buzurgan ad-Din, they went through karamat, etc., and the others, they didn't go through anything. Abdul Rahman Kamalpuri Rahmatullah Ali, one of the most senior khalifas of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. But nothing at all, no ziyarat, nothing. But he was about the most senior. But nothing, experience absolutely nothing. Now I see this, why I say this, a lot of times students, people come for etiquette, say, well, I get this dream here, I get this dream, see something. And if they don't see it, then they feel despondent. We sat 10 days. That person didn't even sit and he saw everything. And here we sat so long and we didn't see anything. So they begin to feel despondent, okay, I didn't make any progress. But that's not the maqsad, it's not the goal, it's not the purpose of sitting here. Purpose, like I say, is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Get yourself connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So they say that many a times those that did not go through any experience, his wilayat is greater than the one who went through this experience. The logical reasoning behind this is your two workers in your company, right? The one worker, you gave him perks, right? His salary is 10,000. With the 10,000, you gave him perks. You gave him motor car, you gave him medical aid, whatever you gave him, right? 10 different type of perks you gave him. He's working, he's alright, he's a good worker. There's no complaint that you received. And there's another worker that's working and he's very loyal. You never gave him any perk, but his performance is no lesser than this first person. His performance, the quality of his work, is no less than the first person. He is absolutely the same. In fact, maybe some places he's better. In spite of that, you never gave him any perk. He is loyal to you, he likes you, he works for you, and he strives for your business. Tell me, after say a period of 10 years, for which person your heart will melt even more? For the first person or the second person? See? Obviously your heart will soften down for the second person. Okay, this person, I have been giving him the perks and all that, and he was loyal to me. And here I didn't give him anything and still he remained loyal. Meri kabhi usne namak harami nahi ki. He wasn't ever disloyal to me. So your heart will definitely melt for the second person as compared to the first person. So these Buzurgan ad-Din that receive these type of things, experiences, right? It is not for us to despise them. Remember, now, when I talk about these things, you know, sometimes someone goes in a different tangent. You know, they did so much so that they unki wilayat ka koi aitibar nahi. Remember, you mustn't become judgmental. Remember, in this party, don't ever become judgmental. That is a big problem, major problem. We're going to do some things and we become judgmental. Oh, this is, person is like this, that person is like this. We begin to pass judgments against people. Yes, we have a duty to make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. We have a duty. And also we have a duty not to respect the person who is a flagrant sinner, open sinner, a bidati, etc. Fasik Fajir. It is our duty not to show them respect. But by the same token, it is not our duty, it's not our right to despise anybody. These are three things you have to combine. One is you have to make Amar bil Ma'ruf. Then you can't become judgmental about anybody. But by the same token, you cannot show respect to a bidati or a flagrant sinner. This goes against the hadith. Right? Understand? You can't show him now. You know, you can't now show him that additional respect, that additional ikram, etc. You can't do it. See? So all these have to come, have to fall in place. Now, what happens to us is we see one thing, we heard just one hadith, and they want to implement it straight away, and we forget everything else. Everything else is forgotten. Now, that is why our mashayikh used to say that Musulgana Deen ke pas sohbat-e taweel ki zarurat hai, to live by them, but live by them for a long period. Unch neet sab nazar a jati hai. Then you begin to see everything from different dimension. From one dimension, from second dimension, or this, in this halat, what did he do? In this situation, what did he do? Okay. I was with Hazrat Ji once, Rahmatullah Alayh. And Hazrat Ji was quoting that incident of Hazrat Mawla Qasim Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh. And he had performed namaz behind a bidati, right? Right. Hazrat gave that whole incident in tafsil. Not long after that, there was a person came to the Khanqa, and he was apparently seemed to be an alim. So he says to Hazrat Rahmatullah, but in my basti, in my town, there is a bidati alim who performs the namaz. Must I perform my namaz behind him? Now that was something very interesting, because Hazrat spoke about something, Mawla Qasim Sahib, and here this man here comes about with this. And I was very glad that I witnessed both, that he said this, and not long after that this alim comes, there's a bidati in the town, and do I perform namaz behind him? So now, and if others say he mustn't perform namaz, I'm thinking in my mind, then how is he going to cover up for Mawla Qasim Sahib? So all these things are playing in my mind, because I already heard this. So Hazrat Ji says, Rahmatullah Alayh, that Mawla Qasim Sahib's incident was a karamat. What? It was a karamat. That he read namaz behind him, and that was the turning point in the life of that bidat. He abandoned that bidat and he came onto sunnat. Right? But are you a sahib karamat? You are a sahib karamat. So you can't imitate Mawlana. Mawlana was sahib karamat. He performed the namaz behind him, and that man began crying. So I was in the dark, I didn't know about all these things here. He made tawbah and he changed his life. But can all of us say that we also sahib karamat, that we read namaz behind that bidati, and that bidati will turn around his life? Can we say that? We can't say that. So that's why Hazrat Hamdaish would say that a sohbat taweel ki zarurat hai, a lengthy period. Then you see the person from every dimension, from the right, from the left, from above, from below, from front, from behind. You see the person right through. Now, you get a very holistic picture, complete picture. Right? Now this is what is supposed to be done. So what I was getting at today is that many a times we go behind these type of things. Someone feels despondent, I didn't see anything, I'm so long, I didn't, no experience. Even I do a zikr also, I don't get the type of drive, I don't get. See? And others, they talk about themselves. They talk highly about themselves. Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanuti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat Adi Sahib Rahmatullah once called him and told him, that everybody makes zikr and they come and relate the halat, you know, that this is what they're going through. But you don't come and experience, you don't come and can relate any halat of yours. You know, you don't relate any halat of yours. Well, Qasim Sahib rahmatullahi began to cry. Hazrat asked, what happened? He says, the moment I hold that tasbih, there's such a weight on me that I can't just continue. I find it very difficult to continue. Such a weight on me. So that was the Qasim Sahib's beginning. Unki ibtidai halat thi. When he just started with Hazrat Ali Sahib rahmatullahi. Ali Sahib rahmatullahi mubarak ho. Ye bare nubuwat. یہ بار نبوت بار وحی ہے. This is the weight of وحی. This is the weight of the phase of وحی, the برکت of وحی that you are receiving. Understand? Now مولا قاسم صاحب رحمت اللہ, his intelligence and his knowledge, his magnificence, you know, in علم etc. only surfaced many years after, about 10 years after this. Ali Sahib had already told him that this is the weight of wahi, the barakat of the weight of wahi that you are experiencing. May Allah Ta'ala grant you barakat for that. But that only surfaced after 10 years. Understand? So different people will have different experiences. Different people have different experience. That is why the one is that we don't feel great about the experience. Number two, if the second person didn't have that experience, then he mustn't feel that I am nothing. Only these people are making progress. The Shaykh is only making tawajjuh towards him, and he's not making tawajjuh towards me. He's not making dua for me. He's only likes him, doesn't like me. See, they mustn't feel like that. And number three is this: that this should not be the goal. Goal is something else. Otherwise, it will be in Ikmal al-Shia. They say that you have left one makhluk for the next makhluk. You understand? This experience also, what is it? You see some noor, or you see some farishta, etc., and you go behind it, right? What is it? Is it the ma'bud or is it the makhluk? What is it? It's makhluk. So you left one makhluk, you're running after the dunya, right? You're doing wrong. You left one makhluk and you're following and you're pursuing another makhluk. See? So really you haven't gone anywhere. Mufti Farooq Sahib Mirati was here. So he was speaking about this group in India. They call themselves the Jains, right? J-A-I-N, right? The person, he progresses spiritually. They progress so much, they abandon a lot of temptations and all, they abandon. They reach at such a point that they don't get lured to anything. And the one that has come to that level of perfection, that he remains totally naked. And you put the prettiest woman next to him and there's no change in his body. Right? So now that's like the kamal that they reach. And it's like the very great saint, very, very great saint they will treat. You can't touch his body or whatever. But the moment the slightest Buzurgi, he's totally cancelled, you know what I'm saying? So he's talking about these people here and what type of experiences they go through. What type, how much they eat. Just once in the day, at one particular time, they'll eat 8 o'clock. Just they'll make their fingers like this, something like this, and they just one, two handfuls, and that must last them for 24 hours. Lekin isse kya hasil? Understand what you get, what you achieve out of this. Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw one Christian pope, you know, coming out of a monastery, and he had gone through some great spiritual exercises, asceticism and all that, you know. And he became skin and bone, his whole face had changed. Umar ibn cried. He says, "Nasibatun amilatun nasiba tasla naran hamia." He strived and he struggled. He had gone through all this pain and difficulty. But what's the end? The end is Jahannam. There's no Islam. So what is the end? He took pity on the man that he's striving, he's struggling, is abandoning all these worldly comforts and pleasures. Lekin natija kya hai? Natija to jahannam hai bichara ke liye. So these people make this type of experiences their goal, see. Those people that go through the spiritual exercises, they make that the goal. When they make that the goal, they feel, hum to pahunch gaye, we have all reached. They don't realize that that is not the maqsad. And this type of things, anybody can get it. If you also now begin to abandon, and you also begin to go through this telepathy, whatever, whatever, then you will also experience the same thing like these people experience. Lekin, this is not the goal, see. How must I explain this to you, that this is not the goal. Your goal is further. It's the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, like I said just now, it's one makhluk that you have left out and you're gone for the next makhluk. Kya fayda? Allah ta'ala tawfiq naseeb.